Hello everyone, this is Jed with OnePunch.com, and today I'm with Julian.
Yo.
And Anthony.
Hey.
And we are going to talk about Real Steel, which we just got out of. Asterisk, also the D-Box experience.
D-Box, yeah.
Which, I guess, are all our first times.
I thought it was pretty cool, except for, I don't know, it was misleading. We were misled by the guest services at our Cineplex Odeon.
All right, so where do you guys want to start? The D-Box or the movie?
I think D-Box.
The D-Box. The best. Okay, yeah. So for... I don't know how widespread D-Box is, because we fortunately live by a theater...
That carries it,
and from the looks of it, it's the only one in Ontario, at least in the city of Toronto.
I think we would have been willing to drive outside Toronto
to just to experience it.
Yes.
So for those who aren't familiar with it, D-Box is basically the interactive seats you'd often find at theme parks.
Yeah. Think
Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah, or Hanna-Barbera ride at Universal Studios. So the seat moves while you watch a movie.
But usually in those, the movies that's shown at the theme parks are tailor-made for it.
Yes, exactly. So this is sort of shoehorned.
Yeah, so usually they're in the first-person
perspective.
First-person perspective. So you feel the full effect of it. This one...
This was interesting.
Real Steel was... I don't think it was...
designed.
I don't think any movie released in Hollywood is designed for D-Box anyway.
No, I agree with that at least. But let's go back to the girl who was selling us the tickets.
All right, well, first off, D-Box was not listed online.
Yeah,
and I usually order my tickets online and it wasn't listed. I had to call in to find out if they were even offering a D-Box showing of Real Steel.
And they said maybe.
Well, they said yes.
Okay.
He said, if I remember right, he said, oh, I told him that it wasn't listed online. And his reply was, okay, I'm going to tell my manager right away. But I just want my ticket. And he was trying to get off the line. I'm like, okay, wait, so can you tell me if it's actually showing and what time?
Oh, okay.
So I eventually got a 9:40 showing. Nice. And then...
So he actually told you.
Even after that, I wasn't confident at all that there was one. So we drove hoping
they would actually be showing
there was a showing at the theater.
And it was either Three Steel
Real Steel. Whoa, it wasn't 3D.
Whoa, my bad. It should have been in 3D, don't you
think? I agree.
There was only one way we would watch Real Steel, and that's with D-Box.
Yep.
If they didn't have that,
we were going to leave.
Forget it.
And even when we got to the theater, they weren't at the self-checkout stalls.
Apparently you have to go through special
you could even buy it at the counter. We got to the counter and the lady's like, oh, you don't you guys know?
She actually asked that. Oh, you guys didn't know? From now on just go to guest services.